It's been a busy year for people who care about same-sex marriage in Illinois. Supporters had an early victory on Valentine's Day when the state Senate approved what backers call marriage equality legislation. Then the opposition geared up and the proposal stalled in the House. There have been rallies and counter-rallies and speculation a vote might have to wait until next year. Then this week, the wind shifted and the bill was up.
Since we left in May and returned to our districts, the decision was made at the Supreme Court to strike down the Defense of Marriage Act.
Representative Greg Harris is a Democrat from Chicago and sponsor of the marriage bill. Although he's one of just a few openly gay lawmakers, he makes a relatively dispassionate legal argument. Harris says because the U.S. Supreme Court only extended protections to legally married same-sex couples, civil unions are no longer good enough.
In Illinois, we tried civil unions, and that separate status has time and time again proved to fall short.
Harris says people are still confused about civil unions, particularly in times of crisis. That can mean parents kept away from their children in hospitals.
Civil unions have proved to be separate and unequal.
Harris has been working on gay marriage for a long time. His speech, like his approach to winning votes from his colleagues, is measured and deliberate. Others wear their hearts on their sleeves. Representative Kelly Cassidy is a Democrat from Chicago.
When I first came to Springfield, one of the most common pieces of advice I got was don't take anything personally. I can't do that with this bill, as this bill could not be more personal.
Cassidy, a lesbian, says the debate raises questions about how the state of Illinois defines the family she and her partner have created.
You've met my boys. Josh, Daniel, and Ethan are watching today. They've faced those questions about our family, not just on the playground where you might expect it, but here in this very building.
This is not about racial rights. This is not about equality pay. This is not about interracial marriage. My wife's Hispanic. It's not an issue. I'm not talking about that. This is about individual religious rights.
David Rice is a Republican representative from Willow Hill in southern Illinois. He says same-sex marriage threatens religious freedom. Supporters counter by pointing to safeguards in the legislation. Clergy, for example, are not required to perform same-sex wedding ceremonies, and groups like the Knights of Columbus will not have to open their doors to such events. But, Rice says,
I've had three judges in my district call up and say, David, there is not a facility in your district that's going to perform me ceremonies. They're going to call me. Where's my religious individual freedoms?
Debate goes on for more than 140 minutes. Now it's time to vote.
Those in favor of the bill will vote yes, opposed no. The voting is open.
The House is quiet. Green and red dots begin lighting up. It'll need 60 to pass.
Have all voted who wish. Have all voted who wish. Please take the record. On this question, there are 61 voting yes, 54 voting no, 2 voting present.
61 votes, just one to spare. Three of the yes votes were from Republicans, Representatives Ed Sullivan of Mundelein, Ron Sandak of Downers Grove, and in a last-minute surprise, Tom Cross of Oswego. Until a couple of months ago, Cross was the House Republican leader. He stepped down to run for state treasurer. After the House approves the bill, there's a quick procedural vote in the Senate. Now it's up to Governor Pat Quinn, who says he will sign marriage into law. The day ends with parties in the Chicago neighborhood of Boys Town, and presumably with more quiet celebrations in thousands of homes across the state. It's going to be a while before we hear any same-sex wedding bells in Illinois. Gay and lesbian marriages won't be legal until next year on June 1st. I'm Brian Mackey.